Thank you. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, at the outset, please allow me to thank the organizers, Japan, UNDP, UNHCR, World Bank, OECD, and Uganda for organizing this very important session. And since I came from Jordan, the largest host country of refugees in the world, I would start by saying that Jordan is hosting around 1.36 million refugees. Out of the 1.36 million refugees residing in the kingdom, only 10% of them are living in camps. And also, Jordan hosts over 2.3 million Palestinian refugees registered with UNRWA, and among the Syrian, beside the Syrians and the Palestinian refugees, also Jordan is hosting more than 120,000 refugees from 57 nations. Also, Jordan has carried a massive burden as a refugee host since the beginning of the Syrian crisis in 2011. Our people, government, have opened all possibilities for refugees in Jordan, schools, homes, shared public services, hospitals. Also, Jordanians have borne this refugee burden in full accord with our country's long humanitarian traditions. We have shared our country's scarce resources, such as water, where we are the second poorest country in the world when it comes to water. Also, energy. We are not an oil producing or energy producing country. And in many ways, Jordan tried to turn the refugee challenges into an opportunity based on the Jordan response plan and Jordan Compact, with significant strides in supporting Syrian refugees in host communities and overall the development agenda of Jordan, and act as a model in dealing with the refugee crisis both regionally and globally. And I will give you a few examples on that. In education, the Syrian refugee students enroll in a kindergarten, primary and secondary education. There is currently around 140,000 Syrian refugees accommodated in the public schools. And when it comes to the public schools, prior to the Syrian crisis, we were around 6 million, the population of Jordan. And with the influx of refugees from Syria and from different countries, and to secure education for all, our schools now operating on double and triple shift. And you know how the pressure is put on teachers. Job opportunities, Jordan has allowed for a flexible employment scheme that are specific to Syrian workers. We issued 166,400 work permits for the Syrians. The principle of responsibility sharing remains vital, given the refugee challenges are inherently transnational and cannot be addressed by one state alone. Due to this, international community must support those countries and people who are doing the right thing for a peaceful and prosperous future, as we all share. Thank you, and sorry for taking extra time.